12. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it came to pass on a certain day it was noised that he was in the house. And immediately many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. As he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed which was borne of four. And they sought means to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, and come near to him because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, and uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down through the tiling the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay, into the midst before Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. But behold, there were certain of the scribes and the Pharisees sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, saying within themselves, Who is this man? Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned inside themselves, he answering said to them, Why reason you these evil things in your hearts? For which is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise, and take up your bed, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then says he to the sick of the palsy, I say to you, Arise, take up your bed, and go your way into your house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up the bed whereon he lay, and went forth before them all, and departed to his own house, glorifying God, insomuch that when the multitude saw it, they were all amazed, and glorified God, which had given such power to men, and were filled with fear, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. We have seen strange things today. And after these things, Jesus from there went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw a publican named Matthew Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said to him, Follow me. And he left all, arose, and followed him. And it came to pass that Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And as Jesus sat at meat, behold, a great company of publicans and sinners came and also sat down together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. But when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they murmured against him, saying, Why is it that your master eats and drinks with publicans and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go you and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say to him, Why do the disciples of John and likewise of the Pharisees fast often and make prayers, but your disciples fast not? And Jesus said to them, Can you make the children of the bridechamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spoke also a parable to them. No man also sews a piece of new cloth to an old garment. Else if otherwise, then both the new piece that filled it up takes away from the old garment, and the rent is made worse, and the piece that was taken out of the new agrees not with the old. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and the wine be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for he says, The old is better. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath day after the first, that Jesus went through the cornfields, and his disciples were hungry, and began as they went to pluck the ears of corn, and to eat, rubbing them in their hands. But when certain of the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, Behold, why do your disciples that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answering said to them, Have you never read so much as this, what David did when he himself had need and was hungry, and they that were with him? how he entered into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which is not lawful for him to eat, neither for them that were with him, but for the priests alone? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say to you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. And when he was departed from there, it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he went and entered again into the synagogue and taught. And behold, there was a man there which had a withered hand. And the scribes and Pharisees asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? And they watched him, that they might accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about upon them all with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then he said to the man, stretch forth your hand. And he did so, and stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out, and they were filled with madness, and held a council one with another what they might do to Jesus, and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from out of all Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan, and they from about the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came to him, and he healed them all. And he spoke to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, you are the Son of God! And he straitly charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment to victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust.